1037 The Buzz and the Arkansas Big Buck Classic. 23rd annual is coming up Friday the 25th of this month. More details ahead. We'll let you know who that qualifier is for today coming up in un momento. But right now we go to the Revolution Hotline and look who's standing by. Jeff Money Taylor. A happy 2013 to you, Money. What's happening?
It's all good, Justin. Happy to hear from you guys as always. Great opening day. Field is starting to fill up, and yeah, we're ready. We're ready to rock and roll.
Buddy, this is probably the best opening day weather. Well, it's definitely the best opening day weather I can remember, and it's probably the best opening day weather they've actually had in many, many years, I would think.
How's the track?
It did take a little bit of that kind of slow rain yesterday afternoon. Would have probably been better off without it, but can't do anything about that now. I've got the track currently listed good. There is a little bit of water on it for those folks driving over. Maybe want to keep that in mind, but I have a feeling we'll be upgraded to fast before the afternoon is out. So a little on the dull side for workouts this morning, but good to open with, but probably we'll have a fast trip. I'm guessing by maybe 5th, 6th race.
Great.
Jeff, what are some of the storylines you're watching here as we begin the 2013 campaign at Oaklawn from a live racing standpoint?
Well, a few new faces. Jockey Colony's got Robbie Alvarado back. That's one of the major stories. Robbie, of course, the past riding champion here back in the late 90s. He's had some issues, in all honesty. He's had some domestic violence charges against him in the last couple of years. He's kind of bounced around, had a dreadful Gulfstream meeting to open up the year. So he's kind of changing scenery, if you will, maybe capture some of that past magic. I'm sure he's what he's wanting to do here at Oakland. He's going to be worth watching. One of the bigger stories is the non-story. Calvin Burrell, of course, sitting right on the cusp of career win number 5,000. He injured a wrist earlier this week and will be sidelined. From what we understand, about 3 or 4 weeks. It's not a major bone in that wrist that he fractured, but he is going to be out of action. So he's on hold for right now, and again, many of these jockeys looking to pick up the slack. And conventionally at Oakland, those that get off to good starts have good meetings. So a lot of jockeys, I think, scrambling around, hoping to get on a couple of winners here to start things off.
Get the 50-cent corned beef, 10-cent soft drinks tomorrow. So, it's going to be a big opening weekend.
Yeah, it's a big crowd pleaser. It's started years ago, and it's one of those promotions that just keeps on working. So, everybody looking forward to those 50-cent corned beef sandwiches. Best food value in the state, without a doubt, tomorrow.
No question. And, hey, I was going to ask you, too, you know, of course, when we think Oakland, we think corned beef. When you go back to Louisiana after you finish your Oakland run, what's the big food of choice? Do they have a signature dish down there?
No, Oakland, Louisiana, kind of is, I'm not going to say it doesn't have personality, but it's more of an East Texas, I would guess. Barbecue type environment. If you had to have an original dish that was signature for them, but not too much. Louisiana Downs doesn't have the personality that Oakland does, in all honesty. So, at any rate, it's always good to be at Oakland. It's good to be anywhere where we're racing. I've been to quite a few racetracks. Spoken last. I did Calder in Miami over the winter, and some Gulfstream action down there. Retom in San Antonio, Charlestown in West Virginia. I also put a little time in. So. Been bouncing around a little bit, but it's always good to be back home. This is certainly my home and has been forever and will continue to be.
Well, all right. I think we're out there. Are we next Friday?
Next Friday, yep. One week from today we'll be down there. So we are we're at the Marine Expo today having some fun. But, yeah, certainly a lot of fun stuff going on in Central and really all around the state this weekend. So, all right.
Money, I wanted to ask him one thing.
No.
Brown Almighty. I got some good friends of mine, Robertson, at on Brown Almighty, the horse.
Are you friends with him now?
Yeah, those are my buddies from back in the day. I sat in their box for the Derby last year.
We talked about this yesterday. You didn't bring that up. Were you not in there?
No, I was doing...
Oh, we had Rolly on. You were ignoring us.
No, I was doing my research.
Oh, okay. Anyway, go ahead.
But yes, Brown Almighty, a big storyline here. Everybody, of course, is going to wonder how he's going to perform on conventional dirt. Yeah, he was... A turf superstar of sorts. Didn't quite win the race I thought he would in the Breeders' Cup the two-year-old turf this past fall. But again, he's been training well here, I understand. Trainer Tim Ice, no stranger to the Triple Crown fixture with Summer Bird a few seasons back. So certainly well connected. And he's going to be obviously a crowd pleaser here since his owners are from the state. So yes, we'll probably see him in action. I'm guessing the Smarty Jones a week from Monday, which the first big three-year-old test that we have here.
I'll be there.
All right, let's get to it today. 9 races on the card. And again, for those who have not heard Jeff on in the past, we do the early daily double. We do the feature race of the day and then the buzz long shot or zone long shot, I guess, as it were in our case. But, let's dive in here.
All right. I'll say certainly a very bettable card, as you would expect. A lot of these horses have been sitting on ready for a couple of weeks now. We haven't missed a lot of training here this winter, unlike years past. So these horses, I think the workouts are going to come into play very prominently. And I'm going to go to kind of that angle in the opener. I feel like the number one horse, Congenial, the favorite in the first, is a little bit vulnerable. The horse lacks that desire to win, I think, throughout his career. He's been well bet each and every time out. He's going to probably be favored again this afternoon. I like instead number 7, Jesse Stone. Blinkers go on this sprint horse for trainee today. That should enhance his speed up a little bit, I think. This is only his second try on the dirt. He was over the synthetic in a couple of turf races, I believe, earlier in his career. So he's at least not proven he's reluctant to win, unlike Congenial. So at 3-1, 7-2, maybe in the morning line, number 7, Jesse Stone, hopefully will start to meet out with a bang for it. The second half, we go to Arkansas Breds here for $10,000 in claiming price. I put number 2, Spartan, on top. A 9-2 proposition in the morning line. We'll be lucky to get that price. Alex Burrs, who enjoyed such a great meet here last year, has the return call. The last time we saw Spartan was a convincing 4-length win for his present connections trainer, Al Cates, in the final week of 2012. So Spartan, one of those horses for courses, like the deal that Burrs was just doing today. The Buzz double numbers today, 7-2. Let's move to the appropriately named Skip Reason stakes, the feature race here on the program. That's race number
Jeff?
8.
I don't know. We're having a hard time understanding. I don't know if we can do anything about that or not, but you keep kind of fading out there. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Let's say it could be.
Sounds like you had to hand over the receiver. Are you trying to keep this a secret from us?
I was saying, hush, hush. Huh? But anyway, the double number 7-2. That's all you need to know. Not much rhetoric. I'm going to step outside here. It could be phone reception in the.
There we go. Yeah, much
better.
That's much better.
Yeah, that is. That's
it. Yeah, go ahead.
Much better. Okay. Double number 7-2. Again, the feature grace today, the 5th season. We went to number 2. It happened again. Third start back off the layoff here. Trainer Tom Amos ships him up from New Orleans, and it wasn't for the scenery. They definitely have their mind set on a win here today for number 2. It happened again in the featured, that was an 8th race, the 5th season. Our long shot play comes in the 5th race of the afternoon, and it's a 10-1 proposition, if I can get turned over here, called Now and Zen. Tim Ritchie trains this one. Alex Centron has the call to ride. Good-looking work pattern. This horse is another one I think that's going to run a very big race on opening day here this afternoon, and hopefully we'll get that 10-1 price. So the Buzz long shot, number 6, Now and Zen, and that comes in the 5th of the afternoon.
All right, money, and of course, don't forget, tomorrow we've got Oaklawn Race Day, 11 o'clock right here on the Buzz. It'll be myself and Jeff Money Taylor along with Rolly Hoyt. So hope you tune in, and we'll have some fun with that. We've got a lot of good things to look ahead to on the weekend as well. So we'll look forward to that. Before we let you go, Jeff, we got a question here real quick, if you got time.
Sure.
Yeah, Hog Wallet. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys. Well, you know, usually whenever I call, I just gush about my man crush on Pat Bradley. But I want to commend you, Justin.
Appreciate it.
I want to commend you, Justin, on getting Jeff Money Taylor on your show periodically, because I have been listening to him for a long time, and I'm telling you, the man puts money in my pocket. I take notes, and I do what he says, and I haven't come out ahead or behind yet. So I just want to give him props.
There you go.
Well, that's very charming. Appreciate it very much. Glad you're listening. Hopefully we can keep up the good work.
Thanks, Hogwell. Appreciate it. That's good money. You're in a league company now, because he's in love with Pat. He wants to get an apartment with him.
He gave me a $20 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Wow.
For Christmas.
Just for being you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Guy came up and kicked me square in the groin the other day just for being me. So I'd say he came out way ahead on that deal. Money, we appreciate it. I'm looking forward to visiting with you in the morning, man. You have a great day down there today. It's going to be spectacular weather. I hope a lot of folks will come see you.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a full house. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother, appreciate it. And, of course, Overtime, which comes up after our show. Their first Oaklawn trip today. Excited for Matt Jones.
Oh, good, good, good.
Going to have a lot of fun.
I hope they've been listening to Money Taylor's picks.
Yeah, I imagine they would be, because those are a couple of smart guys. And, of course, Oaklawn, all weekend long, it'll be a lot of fun. We mentioned the 50-cent corned beef sandwiches, the 10-cent soft drinks on opening Saturday, which is tomorrow. You can also, of course, play all your favorite games at Oaklawn every day, every night. Wheel of Fortune, Penny Games, Blackjack, Poker. I heard RJ shut the poker room down yesterday. They were rocking.
Because he was being loud, or?
He was out late.
Oh.
He was out till they went home.
He sounded great this morning.
He sounded really tired because he was up really late last night. Join the Winner's Circle Players Club for cashback, coupons, amazing food discounts. Oaklawn.com for all the information you need. Don't forget to download your $10 free play coupon. Doors open at 10 for gaming, 11 for racing. Like Oaklawn Racing and Gaming on Facebook for news and special promotions as well. And if you've got a gambling problem, one place to go, 1-800-522-4700. Oaklawn, I want you to get down there and enjoy yourself. If somebody's going to win, it might as well be you. In fact, a lot of somebody's are going to win. And somebody's going to win a great deal at the Marine Expo as well. It's the 31st annual. We are at the Statehouse Convention Center right now. It's a beautiful day outside. Come by and see us. They're here until 8 o'clock tonight, 10 to 8 tomorrow, 10 to 6 on Sunday.